The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Malone with Morgan Wallen there. He's a pretty generous guy. Some are some other country artists. Zach Bryan gave a $3,000 tip to a waitress once. $3,000.
All right.
That's good. Jelly Roll's given $7,500 as a tip.
See, none of these personalities, because they built their own, you know what I mean? They've kind of found fast success. That they haven't forgot where they came from.
Exactly. Haven't forgot where they came from. But if we're crowning the most generous tipper in country music, it's going back to Post Malone. He just tipped $20,000.
Wow.
$20,000. He was in a small bar, and the bartender recognized him, gave him much privacy, kept people away, and people were sending him over drinks, so he didn't pay for any drinks. And he's like, listen, they didn't have to buy me drinks. I'll buy my own. She's like, everybody, you don't owe us anything.
Yeah.
So he's like, well, give me a receipt for like a dollar. Here was a receipt. And then he left a $20,000 tip.
Dang.
Single mom.
Cha-ching.
Hasn't had a car in 2 years. Hustling from job to job. And Post Malone was the hero. That's generous.
Good for him.
$20,000.
Wow. I would like to think that if I had that kind of cash, I would do the same stuff. Like just, you know, making people's, because it's chump change to him, right? What's $20,000? It's a write-off. Chump change.
Have you ever worked for a tip? Because I was I was a waiter and a bartender before radio. And you got to have that smile. You got to keep the iced tea filled.
Yeah.
Make sure the drinks are good, strong drinks.
When I was pregnant with Morgan, I had a second job. I did radio part-time. But my second job was working like a fancy Italian restaurant. It's not there anymore, but it was up on Chautauqua Lake.
Okay.
And so all the money people from Ohio, for some reason, come to Chautauqua Lake in the summer. So, you know, they'd all sit there and plant themselves on the patio and order a bottle of wine after wine after wine. And they plant themselves at my tables. So throughout the night, my waddle, my pregnant waddle, would become more and more. You know what I mean? I'd be like, oh, I'd seem more and more uncomfortable. So hoping that they would tip well. And they did.
There you go.
See, who said my acting degree didn't come in handy? It's like, oh, sure, I'll bring you another.
Cha-ching! By the way, Riley Green was having a foot injury like you over the weekend. You dropped that leaf from the table right in your foot?
Yeah, we were adjusting the table and the glass leaf.
Boom. And how's your foot doing? You're still not moving as fast.
It's doing better. It's still a little green from the bruising. But
did you go to the ER?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. My friend's a nurse, and she was like, it's going to hurt, but I don't think it's broken.
Yeah. Riley Green ended up going to the ER, getting onto his social media and going, hey, guys, stepped on a nail and impaled my foot. But the good news is I can get right back out into the woods and do some hunting, according to the doctor, ASAP. And I'm like, man, y'all are crazy. The woodsman, if you are a woodsman, that is what you love to do. It is in your blood. Is it in your DNA? Riley Green, I mean, he jokes that he'd rather be hunting than songwriting. He's like, I'm just kidding. But he really does write a lot of songs in the woods. My husband has that in his DNA. He loves being anywhere in the woods. Doesn't matter what he's doing. And he got an injury in the woods, similar to Riley Green, except a big twig went through his face.
Wait, what? Wait a second. Riley Green stepped on a nail.
Yeah.
What happened to your husband?
Steve was trying to clear some brush, getting through the woods, doing what you do, and he stepped on, and it came back up like a piece of wood, like a twig, and it went through the inside of his cheek right into his mouth.
So it punctured through the skin.
Yes.
The inside of the mouth.
So Steve goes to the hospital. They stitch him back up. First thing he asks, can I go out hunting tomorrow? Exactly the same thing. So he called me. He was like, good news. I can go out hunting tomorrow. Yeah, because we were dating at the time. And I go, well, that's great news. And that's why he always wears a beard. because he's covering a scar.
He had to get stitches, and there's a scar there?
But same as Riley Green. First question to the ER, nurse and doctor. When can I get back out into the woods?
When can I go
hunting? These are the kind of stories I believe that ER nurses, right, and doctors have to go home and tell someone. Like, you wouldn't believe it. Guy's got a nail through his foot. Only thing he wants to do is know when he can get back out into the woods.
Does Steve not like talking about it, so he covers up the beard? Because I think that'd be a great story if the beard was on. People like, Scarface, what happened there?
Yeah.
He doesn't.
No, he doesn't.
Okay.
Because it's kind of goofy how he was. he's not very proud of the fact that a stick went through his face.
Let me guess, this deer came at you with the antlers.
Yeah, right. Come up with something better.
Not exactly. Stick, I was stepped on, kicked up right in the face. You know, let's make part of the world's easiest contest for Dustin Lynch concert tickets. Oh, what a great show that's going to be this summer. Coming to the Finger Lakes Country Music Festival.
Yeah, Saturday, June 14th. For more information, you can buy tickets at WBEE.com. But we're giving away a pair right now.
Yeah, it's your call number 19, the world's easiest contest, 585-252-WBEE, 252-9233. Like Riley Green, what did TJ's husband, Steve, ask the nurse right off the bat when he was stitched up?
Mm-hmm.
What did he ask? When could I go hunting? Again, that's the answer we're looking for. We make it that easy for Dustin Lynch concert ticket. TJ's husband, Steve, is just like Riley Green. Both went hunting. Both something happened, an injury. Riley Green stepped on a nail. TJ's husband, a stick came up through the side of his mouth. He actually has a scar. It went right through the skin, penetrated the mouth there. And what did they both ask the nurse first once they were fixed up?
When can I go back out in the woods?
Yeah!
Just break it to me now, Doc. Can I go out today? Am I good to go? That's right.
Yeah, always.
Well, congratulations. You are going to go see Dustin Lynch live in concert.
Yeah.
Finger Lakes Country Music Festival.
Woohoo!
We'll see you Saturday, June 14th. It's going to be a great time. Any other information, anybody want tickets, they're for sale at WBEE.com.
I'm so excited. So I've gone to every show since this started, and I will not miss one no matter what it takes.
So fun. So you caught Brantley last year.
Oh, my gosh. What an incredible show that was.
It was so fun. This is going to be a great time, too.
Oh, yeah. They keep getting better and better.
And tell everybody he loved waking up and winning with every single morning.
WBEE, baby. You guys just make every morning so cheerful and bubbly, and it's just so easy to ride into work with you guys.
Well, thank you so much. By the way, have you ever won with us before?
Way back in the day.
Well, welcome back to winning with your B-Morning Coffee Club.
Yes. Burn those holiday calories. Just boot scooting around this morning, 92.5 WBEE.
You know, it is so tough when they tell us something we can't tell you until 9 a.m., it is really hard. And they're like, look, TJ, we know you got a big mouth, but we're letting you know this now. Big concert announcement coming at 9 a.m. So don't tell them anything like the fact that it's coming to CMAC this summer. That's all I'm going to tell you. Then you got to listen at 9 a.m. But I also need to tell you that we're giving away tickets this morning for that show that we haven't announced yet.
Are we allowed to say fourth row, like up close?
Fourth row!
Yeah.
Well, so, we just did.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Inside voice, outside voice. Whoops. Okay. 9 o'clock. The huge concert announcement is coming, and then we want to help you get up close, giving away the tickets before they even go on sale. It's all coming up. 92.5 WBEE at 9 a.m.